This goes to Cora Pavlik, PAVLIKPAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding David Gault, G-A-U-L-T, date of birth June 24th of 1942. Dear Cora, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Gault with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and current hypotension. His last visit was February 28th of 2022. He reports that he has not had any swelling in his legs or excessive shortness of breath for many months, probably up to a year. And he has been on Lasix 40 milligrams only on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But he has lost significant weight. Over the last 2 months, he's lost 5 pounds. He believes that's secondary to his Trulicity use. And blood sugars are now running in the 120s after he started that medication. He can't eat as much as he used to because he has early satiety now. And he does feel dizzy and tired with his blood pressure being as low as it has been, especially upon awakening in the morning. It takes him a few hours before the blood pressure seems to stabilize, and then he'll start feeling better. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, in addition to Trulicity, he's on glimepiride, 1 milligram, but he only uses that if blood sugar is over 150, and so he's not using that very often. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. Allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. Folic acid, Claritin, finasteride, 5 milligram daily, and Zestril and Plaquenil have both been stopped. Physical examination, the patient appears very thin, and he's slightly gaunt, but color is good. His weight is 145 pounds. His blood pressure on the right arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 100 over 50, and pulse is 68. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no JVD. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, and no lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2022. His creatinine was slightly improved at 1.8. Previous levels were 2.0, 1.8, and 2.3, and we're doing monthly labs. His estimated GFR is up to 37, albumin 4.8, calcium is 9.4, phosphorus 3.2. His hemoglobin is 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. The patient had been on Lasix 40 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. At this point, due to the hypotension and the weight loss, we're going to hold the Lasix. He has no fluid at all. And if he does start to swell in his ankles or starts to feel short of breath, he will notify us. If we have to resume Lasix, we would consider a lower dose, like 20 milligrams, maybe on Monday and one on Friday, something very, very minute. But I don't want to use 40 again. He should continue all of his routine diabetic medication. He should follow a low-salt diet. And we are going to have a follow-up visit. We're going to continue monthly labs, and we'll have a follow-up visit with him within the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.